Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show for the first time. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, joining you here today. We are known as the Vibe of Thrive. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com. Or just click on drpatlive.com. Well, you know, we've been talking about, you know, standing straight up, and now we're talking about getting unstuck. And somehow the relationship between these two ideas works really well together. I got to tell you that we've done a lot of different shows, and I love the kinds of conversations we're having today because we're talking about how to get stuck, unstuck in many ways. Today, Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today, getting unstuck, gaining insights on losing weight. Yes, that means the poundage. That means the stuff on your body that you're just thinking you're not wanting there anymore. And so if you don't want it there, then why isn't it as easy as just like, bam, it's gone? Well, that's why we have Dr. Friedemann Schaub in the house today. Because if it was just bam, it's gone, he'd be like a millionaire doing the bam thing. But that's what we're talking about here today, getting unstuck. For those of you that are tuning in the first time, I want to introduce you to my buddy, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the founder of Cellular Wisdom. You know, he was born in Germany, and believe me, his life has taken many twists and turns. It has taken him out of the family pattern of being MD. And with 15 years plus under his belt, he is bringing you conversations about what it means to have health, healing, and success. It's not just about putting that one little pinky down on the paper and thinking you've got it all covered. It's about looking at a breakthrough system, one that he's created, so that mind-body-spirit connection happen for you in the way they should. Hey, welcome back.
Thank you for having me again. It's great to be here.
Unstuck.
Yeah, let's get going.
Let's talk about being stuck. So what does stuckness mean in terms of our weight?
Well, I think, you know, I actually looked at the statistics for the show and I was blown away what obesity in the U.S. especially means. 34% of people at the age of 20 and above are obese. And most people lose weight at some point and gain it right back. So what stuckness means is that you are trying to get your perfect weight, your ideal shape, and you're either reaching it, but 6 months later, you're right back where you started or even beyond, or you never get there because it never, ever drops. And the question is why? Why is losing weight so difficult, especially in this society? What's going on and how can we change it?
Oh, it's a multi-billion dollar business. I mean, it
is. You mean the food industry or losing weight?
Well, both. I mean, you know, it's almost like they've signed agreements together. You know, you have on one hand, you have the food industry that look, I'm not going to bash the food industry. What I want to say about them, you know, they are meeting, quote, the demand. They really are, because there is a demand for faster foods, easier ways to cook them, and not necessarily so healthy.
Right.
On the other side, you have the dieting industry and the weight management industry that's never had a better day in the sun.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, we have to face that temptation that makes it easier for us to gain weight. But it's still us who makes a choice to do something about it and say, I'm going to become more aware and conscious about my weight, or I'm just going to treat my body like a machine. And when it breaks, then, you know, then I'm going to go to the doctor and let it get fixed. The problem is that weight, that gaining weight is a symptom. It's not really the problem in terms of, well, this is the only thing we need to focus on. And that's what most people overlook. if you have for years been dealing with obesity, you want to see what's really underneath that. What is really the root cause? And the root cause is not just the scale showing you what you don't want to see. The root cause is usually something more mental, emotional, and that's really what I want to talk about today.
Well, we're going to talk about that. I want to say for those of you listening for the first time, since we have so many new affiliates, that Dr. Friedemann Schaub joins us here each and every month. And by the way, his work is international. He works with people across the globe by phone. And so everything you hear today is accessible to you by connecting with him. The other thing I want to mention is that if you send an email to info, info@cellularwisdom.com, you'll be entered into a raffle for a CD, which will allow you to rebalance your metabolism and remove internal blocks. So I'll give that out throughout the show. Just send an email to info@cellularwisdom.com and say, please enter me in the raffle. I want to kick up my metabolism. But boy, I got to tell you, we have a lot of excuses for the weight thing, though, don't
we? Absolutely.
Everything from my thyroid. I think we heard that from Oprah recently. The thyroid to metabolism. Now the whole set point thing. And honestly, I still ate that box of Cheetos or bag of Cheetos. I don't even know what they come in. But it's really my metabolism, Dr. Friedemann.
Well, or the genes. You know, bad genes.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to poo-poo those excuses because there is something valid to it. You have to make sure that your body and your hormones and all these kind of things are really not so out of whack that they are the reason why you're running against a wall. So definitely go to your doctor, your naturopath, if you have a concern in that direction and see what's going on. Because if you would lose 40 pounds all of a sudden, you'd also wonder what's going on. So if you gain a lot of weight all of a sudden, you may want to look at, you know, what's physiologically going on. But what I'm talking about are the people who have been dealing with this most of their lives, and they know that it is a struggle that's an internal struggle and not something that's only about the cells.
So afraid you were going to say that. come on, everybody listening to the show. All right, you're all like hearing the same thing I'm hearing. You're like, I know you want to sigh inside. I know you're kind of thinking, wow, why can't it just be about the Fritos or the Cheetos or the whatever we're eating out there? But you're right. I mean, let me tell you how I relate to this.
Mm-hmm.
My sister passed away at 450 pounds in a hospital that she went into for an asthma attack. And now, I think she was 450. Some people, my nieces, say she was larger. And the reason she died was because she had fell off the bed. And at that weight, they couldn't move her to save her life. Now, nobody knows better than I do about this and what the emotional issues are. I watched my sister live a life of guilt and shame, feeling responsible for my mother's death.
Right.
I know this.
Right.
And I know we're going to talk about it today, and I hope we talk about it so that our listeners understand they may or may not know
right.
that there are these things going on. My sister didn't.
Well, you know, the beauty about this weight gain or the obesity is it is a clear sign in your face that says something is not working. Something is really for you to look at. So I really like to look at it as an opportunity, as, wow, see, I'm struggling with this issue in my life. All the rest of my life goes well, but that's an issue I'm struggling with. And so rather than saying, you know, I have a problem with weight, ask yourself, what's really not in balance internally? What is the message that this weight gain gives me? What do I try to really gain from having more gain? And this is really what I find is so interesting. We are talking about motivation. Most people are motivated to lose weight because they feel, I am too fat, I am too much, I don't fit in my pants, or the doctor says I should lose weight. All those things that are coming from the willpower, they're not necessarily from that more emotional subconscious place.
Right.
And if there is a fight, a battle between your willpower and a part of your mind, the subconscious, that has some kind of a secondary benefit for you being overweight, that part always wins out. Your willpower is not strong enough to overcome that part that sees some kind of benefit in you being overweight. And that's really what we are talking about.
Well, I want to talk about this because I want, you know, you work with a lot of people, so you've heard these benefits.
Right.
Right? I mean, right. Somehow through the amazing approach you have with people, you figure out what's at the core issue. What, tell me, I mean, what are the benefits? I mean, what are the benefits? I mean, I've thought about this a lot, and you know, in thinking about what we're going to talk about, and I thought about my sister, and I thought, wow, what could be the benefits of her carrying that much weight? And I actually came up with a couple of ideas, and but I don't want to talk with her because I don't know.
Right.
But what have you found?
Well, I think there are, in general, five categories and five, you know, typical eating issues that have secondary benefits. And I want to talk about all five of them. There may be more, and they may be bleeding into each other, but that's kind of the easiest way just to get an understanding of what could be really going on inside. And the first one, I think, is the most known one, which is the person who is the stress eater, the comfort eater, the person who likes to eat out of self-rewarding. So that's the person that usually overextends themselves. That's the person that just never can say no, the person who always feels, I don't have really time to do something about my weight. I have to take care of my family, of my job, of everybody else, but never taking care of themselves. And so they are seeing food as the only friend they have, the only way to really be rewarding themselves, taking care of themselves. And so the problem is that they are in a place where they are not really seeing self-care as one of the major ideas in their lives. Self-care is not on the priority list. Everybody else is higher on the priority list than them taking care of themselves. And if you tell a person like that, you know, now you have to control yourself on top of it by watching your calories, and then you have to torture yourself in the gym. Of course, a part of them that is looking for nourishment, that is looking for some kind of self-care, of self-love, says, and now I have to control myself, and I have to deny myself, and I have to torture myself. No way. So the secondary benefit is just to get some kind of nourishment, some kind of self-care. And that's very important for this part.
So I guess that's why we call it comfort food, eh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there are more questions to ask, but I guess we have a break.
We're going
to
go to break when we come back. Dr. Friedemann Schaub in the house. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on underneath the fat. And I can say that knowing what that means. And the question is, what can we do to move beyond it? We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Thanks to its listeners, Alternative Talk 1150 has become the most refreshing talk radio in our area. Now we want to hear more from you. Log on to 1150kknw.com and take a brief survey. Besides helping improve your favorite station, you'll have a chance to win an overnight trip to Victoria, BC, courtesy of the Victoria Clipper. Log on now to 1150kknw.com to be heard and to have a chance at winning. Contest details posted online.
Have you been baffled by the unanswered questions in your mind and heart? Are you ready to see your life unfold right in front of your eyes? Tap into the power of your inner voice, embrace the wisdom within, and live life to the max with the empowerment psychic, Linda Dickinson. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for a private session that'll help you live life to the max. Listen to Linda on the Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides. Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition. without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we're talking with Dr. Friedemann Schaub. As you know, we're having that conversation about weight. We're taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. If you want to get a question answered by one of the world's leading experts in terms of getting unstuck and unblock, and today we're talking about getting unstuck, gaining insights on losing weight. And so give us a shout if you'd like. Some of you also have access to an instant messaging system, which you all know about. And more importantly, we want to thank our new affiliate today for joining us, 96.5 KJAQ in Seattle. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, along with CRN, CBS, and all of the other affiliates. Welcome to the show. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, my very special guest today. He is someone that knows a lot about helping people get unstuck. But I got to tell you, this is a problem.
It is.
This is a problem.
Absolutely.
This is not like a little story or, gee, it would be a fad. We have children in this country right now and parents that honestly, they don't know what to do.
Well, and don't you believe that most of those children that are obese are exactly fitting in that category of comfort eaters? I really am a big proponent of letting our children be children again, because there is something going on about how much pressure we put on them, how much we are asking from children early on, how much we feel like we have to plan every minute in their lives. And I feel there is an emotional stress that's going on that is compensated then through eating, and that's the comfort eating we are talking about. That's the first category I wanted to mention. And the questions you want to ask yourself when you are feeling, I'm a part of that category, ask yourself, is food really my friend? Ask yourself, is there really only food as something that I can reward or comfort myself with, or are there other ways for me to do that? And then ask yourself, do I need to have other expectations, people that want something from me? Do I need to see this as more important than my health and my well-being? And just by asking those questions, you may gain some more incentive of creating boundaries, creating a better health and self-care program, and changing your motivation.
And part of this is, I'm going to get to it tomorrow, Dr. Schaub. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to get to it tomorrow. But, I'm going to that party. I know they're going to have, my favorite cheesecake. And so I'm going to get to it tomorrow. 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 And, this get to it tomorrow, I would imagine, is also some kind of subconscious thing going on, right or not?
Absolutely. And that's, again, that's just one of the mechanisms of the subconscious making sure that the secondary benefit stays alive. So if you say, I'm going to get there tomorrow because I have to do this and that, then usually it could be, again, something that says, well, what if you are no longer having the food? What if you're no longer having the weight? What are we going to do then? And there is a second category, which are the people who want to avoid emotions, that cannot deal with emotions, and that literally stuff emotions down with foods. And these are the people who usually feel numb after they are eating or while they are eating. They may feel stressed before, they may feel lonely before, they may feel sad, but they don't want to feel it, and so they're eating and eating until they don't feel anything anymore. And the person or the people before, the people who are more the comfort eater, they actually feel good eventually or at the beginning. Later on, they may feel guilt, but while they're eating, they enjoy it. They feel like, oh, that feels good. That relaxes me. So there is an emotion, a positive emotion connected to food. The people who are avoiding emotions usually do this really about numbing themselves out, not having to feel anything. And these people are usually people that either have stored a lot of emotions inside, a lot of sadness, a lot of anxiety, or are highly sensitive and have just the ability to pick up other people's emotions. And then are the sponges that really don't really know what to do with all that they have picked up.
Well, and you know, I want to ask you about a word that is thrown around quite a bit. About food and obesity, and that is the term addiction. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you about that. It's a very strong word, and you know, we've talked about nicotine addiction, and I hope we do another show on that. But we've talked about other addictions, and now we're talking about food addiction. And I wonder about this. I mean, I wonder if there is such a thing as food addiction in the way that we know it. Some people say that there is a chemical response from sugar. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
Well, there is definitely a release of dopamine and other chemicals, other neurotransmitters that occurs when you're eating. You know, addiction is just a normal part of the human psyche. I don't think that we should, you know, feel like, oh my God, I never want to be called an addict, because we're all addicts. We all have the tendency to become addicted. You can't even become addicted to your favorite TV show. I mean,
And it doesn't really getting a little close to home right now.
Well, American Idol is over.
Right? No.
Well, but you know, I think as long as that tendency to get attached to something doesn't really derail your life, I don't think it's really a big problem. What we are talking about with the food addiction is, again, just another way of describing what the secondary benefit is about. It means that you like to feel either nothing, or you want to feel better, you want to feel good. And if food gives you that, then you're just going to eat more. But really just saying that addiction is a physiological problem makes it way too easy. And to be honest, I think it also takes our power away. If I hear, well, I'm an addict and there's nothing I can do because that's just my disposition, or that's just my body or my genes or my heritage, how do you have any power to change? How do you ever feel encouraged to make a difference?
Well, you don't.
Exactly.
You don't. I mean, and, you know, those of us that have lived a few years, we sort of know what the cycle of that is. But at the same time, we are in a society that has a multi-billion dollar, or let's just call it two multi-billion dollar industries that sort of feed the fuel of cycles of unsuccess. I mean, programs that people can sign up, can do, can work through, can see results, can pay a lot of money to do. And then on the flip side of that, an industry, which we're getting a lot better, an industry that provides quick and fast solution, fast foods, drive-through. You drive through Starbucks now to get your $5 latte. So, I mean, this is a society, and yet at the same time, to have a real breakthrough, we actually have to slow down.
Well, and you know, we have to change our lives in order to do this. You cannot lose weight and not change your life. So that's why it says gaining insights. Unless you gain insights about yourself and your life, you will never really successfully lose weight on the long run. Most of the programs that help you to lose weight, they actually work, but they are more like sprints. They're not really the journey of your life. They help you in a short amount of time get where you want to go, but they don't necessarily help you to sustain it, to maintain it, and to improve and grow in the midst of it. So it's all about external focus and not so much an internal focus.
And, you know, what are the things that you see most that people come to you? I mean, you get a lot of calls from across the country, across the globe. And, you know, they're talking with you, Freedom, and they're talking you about This has been a pattern of my life. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. I mean, how do you handle someone that shows up either on your doorstep or telephones you and says, you know, I have been obese for, I've had my stomach tied. I've done all of this. What is the first conversation feel like? What does that first conversation feel like? Because it's huge for people to come forward, first of all.
Well, the first conversation is really about digging deeper and really finding out, so what's here is a symptom. So let's not just get stuck in the symptom itself. Let's just go a little bit deeper and see, what do you feel when you're eating? What has started this behavior? What are the role models that you had? What are significant emotional events that may have preceded you gaining weight? What are the beliefs that you have about yourself? What are the beliefs that you have about the world? What emotions do you feel are inside bottled up that you haven't attached to? And so there are all these kind of, you know, just little pokes on the level of the subconscious and the conscious mind that give us little snapshots of the map of the subconscious. And when we are seeing more and more of it, it will form an image that we can work with. And so often, you know, one of the categories that I think is very, very common are the people that come to me and say, you know, I want to lose weight and I couldn't really yet be successful in that. And it turns out that they want to avoid intimacy, that they want to avoid relationships, that they want to avoid sexuality. And that's something that can be so deeply rooted. It can be even an abuse trauma that they haven't dealt with, that in the term of the work together comes to the surface and will be resolved and healed.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Schaub about this. I want to give everybody a chance to give us a shout with your questions. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And for more information about Dr. Schaub, cellularwisdom.com. Cellularwisdom.com is the website. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Summer breeze makes me feel
Hi, I'm Bettina Carey, founder of Women in Small Biz Shows and Events. And I may be only 4'9" and a half, but what I do is big. Dream big, break through, and connect with powerful women just like you. Jump into action and gain a powerful new attitude in business, leadership, and life. Join us at the second annual Women's Empowerment Summit, where women of real power unite. June 12th and 13th at the W Seattle Hotel. Register today at womensempowermentsummit.com. Sponsored by MoneyTree.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Bella Genza Extraordinary Hair Care provides a complete line of natural professional products. Your hair is your number one accessory, so make sure you treat it right with the finest blend of natural food-grade fusion ingredients. Bella Genza provides you with a luxurious experience and high-quality ingredients in a base of aloe and plant juices. Visit BellaGenza.com and receive 10% off when you order online. Just enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's BellaGenza.com. BellaGenza.com.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick, and I want to help you become financially free. Go to my website, SecretsOfTheMillionaireInside.com, and you'll find my book that just became a bestseller, Passing Up Susie Orman and Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And when you buy my book today, you're going to get 4 ebooks, all for the price of 1. Plus, I'm going to throw in 6 CD downloads absolutely free when you buy my book today. Go to my website, SecretsOfTheMillionaireInside.com. SecretsOfTheMillionaireInside.com.
Larry King listens to him, and even Oprah listens to him. And now you can listen and see him live at Benaroya Hall. Genesis Global Spiritual Center welcomes Michael Bernard Beckwith to Seattle on June 16th to celebrate an evening of miraculous change. Change your life from fear to faith, from lack to prosperity, and from loneliness to community. Get your tickets today to see Michael and his wife, Ricky, weave together a tapestry of inspiration and insight that will change you forever. For tickets, go to changingnowforever.org.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. As I said before, if you drop him an email at info, I-N-F-O, like information, info@cellularwisdom.com. He would gladly put you in a raffle because he's been so great at giving our listeners these amazing gifts. This is going to be a CD on metabolism, correct?
That's right.
Okay. And today we're talking about, you know, we're talking about obesity, we're talking about weight, but we're talking about it in a very different way. We're talking about it from the root cause in many, many cases. And so if you want to find out more about Dr. Schaub, you can go to cellularwisdom.com. If you want to find out more about us and find out in advance, you know, what shows are coming up, you can go to our website, which is www.thedrpatshow.com or simply drdrpatlive.com. Now, you know, we have a question that came in from one of our affiliates, and I wanted to address that question. It's a question that comes in from a person that is calling us, I believe, Shari from Colorado, and says, "Hi, Dr. Pat. I have chronic nerve pain and arthritis, and I'm wondering if there is a trick to taking myself into more exercise because, or talking myself into more exercise because it causes a great deal of pain." I'll address that. "I'm overweight by 25 pounds, but I do exercise. My diet is great sometimes and not so great other times, but I am concerned more for the physical aspect of any suggestions. I am also very internal with my emotions. Thank you." Well, Shari, thank you. I mean, we're going to address this question because it is a multifaceted question, and it is so important that both of us address this. Dr. Friedemann, you know, is going to talk about what some of the things and insights he may give you, and I'm going to talk about what some of the exercise insights are because I know personally what it's like to have the kind of pain you're referring to.
Well, for me, it seems like that you want to really look at also the arthritis and the chronic nerve pain as something that may have an emotional or subconscious root cause. And you mentioned that you are holding your emotions inside. And arthritis, you know, when you think about what arthritis is, it's literally an attacking of your own body with your joints, the parts of your body that give you usually stability. On a more emotional, mental level, the joints and the skeletal muscle system are all about self-worth, how much you value yourself, how much you feel that you can trust yourself, how much you feel you can carry yourself through the world. So I don't know exactly where your nerve pains are, but depending on also the localization, those pains can also give you some more information on what may be underneath that. Now, with all my experience and all the amazing people I've been working with, I have a 100% trust in our self-healing abilities. And if something is chronic, if something hasn't changed, that doesn't mean it cannot be changed. It may just mean that the root cause hasn't addressed yet. And I actually will talk on healthylife.net and the next show about chronic illnesses. So that may be also something when you go to Dr. Patch website to get more information on how do we deal with chronic illnesses and what can we do to heal them.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things I want to say that it's, you know, this is really a journey, especially when you're working with chronic nerve pain, arthritis, and exercise. It is a journey. And it's kind of been tricky in my own personal story around this because there are many times I want to do exercise and people will recommend exercise. Like everybody says, well, why don't you just walk? Sherry, I hope you're listening to me, because I'll tell you, walking for me is probably more painful than running.
Right.
And, you know, based on what I experience and have experienced in my journey. And so you have to find something that works. A couple of things that I have found that work really well. There is a, and there are machines that are called vibrational machines. DKN makes one. And they're new, relatively new, but they're not. They're old in their history. And it's a machine that you actually stand on or you put other parts of your body on, and I guess it creates this level of natural tension and your muscles automatically adjust to it. I have found that to be very successful. And, you know, the other thing is it also moves things in the lymphatic system. Other exercise that one might do has to do with, you know, these stretching bands that could happen. But the answer isn't a generic answer. And, you know, Sherry, what you have to do is do a little experimenting with what works for you. But part of, I think, what you're saying is you're asking, is there a trick to talking yourself into more exercise? Because you actually need to have that talk to do it. Because maybe psychologically or behaviorally, your body knows or your consciousness knows that if I exercise, it is going to be painful. The question I don't know, Sherry, and maybe you can send us a message, is that is the pain being caused because you're creating more damage? And then in that case, there's no talking that you should be doing. Or is the pain simply a reflection of exercise that you have to do to get better? So if you send us that the answer to that, we can talk about it. But psychologically, I got to tell you.
Right.
It is tough
it
for
is
me
tough.
To exercise because I know what the result is from a pain point of view, but I also know what the benefit is.
Right. But I mean, you know, 25 pounds, first of all, doesn't sound that bad. It's not that, you know, you need to more exercise because you're 150 pounds overweight. But I think there is something to, you know, for you to see that any kind of movement obviously is causing you pain. And again, I like just to look at the symptoms and translate them in the more metaphorical sense. And if something blocks you from moving forward, you may want to address that. You may want to look at what is actually feeling so difficult for me to get into motion out of a stagnation. On a more practical sense, one thing I wanted to add to what Dr. Pat said, try water exercises. They're absolutely wonderful for the joints. They're so much easier to handle. And through the water resistance, it's also something that you can gain great benefit without a lot of impact on your joints.
Yes, and that's part of the conversation and story around this. But there is. Let's talk about the psychological relationship to pain and exercise, because this also has to do with weight. And we talked about this earlier. Some of the beliefs we have, some of the things we feel. This is all kind of related. And you know, your job that you do so well is you really tease this all apart.
Well, not really.
Yeah, you do.
Well, but see, I think I had actually a person I worked with the other day who was exactly talking about the pain and how hard it is and how difficult it is to start exercising. And she had a really significant weight issue. Now, there are two things I want to talk about here. One is what she started to understand is, and she was a very successful martial art master before she gained all the weight. What she understand was that if she gonna start treating the exercise as a sacred intention, something that has much more to do with treating her body as a sacred vessel than torturing her body like we see on The Biggest Loser, where you just have to, you know, beat yourself up on the treadmill in order to gain something without pain, no gain. It's really about the sacred intention and really telling yourself that this is something you're doing with the intention to do something good for yourself, to nourish your body, to keep your relationship to your body alive, versus having this disconnect from your body. And she's starting doing this, and it's definitely something that's helping her to overcome this idea of, oh my God, I'm going to go on this treadmill and it's going to just be sweat and pain. And so she has a complete different association with it. And what I invite listeners to do is when you go and do some exercise, really have a similar sacred intention. Don't overdo it. Most people think, well, I have to work out at least for an hour and a half, otherwise nothing really happens. That's absolutely not true. What really works is if you start with 10 minutes, 15 minutes, maybe three times a week. That's all you need to do to somehow get out of the stagnation into some kind of flow, and you can always increase on that. And the other thing, what was really a classical type that I was dealing with, or what was she dealing with, an eating type, this woman I just talked about, was that her weight was her shield to not have to show her true power. That's something I find really interesting. Her belief was, I don't fit in. I don't belong. She has very, very great psychic and intuitive abilities. She knows a lot about things that other people don't talk about, but she's afraid of showing that into the world, and so she's hiding out, hiding her gifts behind her weight so that she doesn't have to come into the temptation to even show up in life. And I think a lot of people are dealing with that. And when I work, I have been working a lot with people that are healers and that are intuitive healers. And very often they deal with weight issues. And what it comes down to is that there is a sense of, I need to have more weight to be grounded. I need to be more shielded from other people's emotions and what I'm picking up. But then there's also this part of just not really wanting to show your gifts and your powers into the world. And that's definitely what, again, a secondary benefit is. It's a protection.
When we look at this, and I want to talk about this in more detail, Sherry, I hope we addressed your question. Part of this also has to do with our choices we make. And then there is also a subconscious barrier that goes on when you're in the supermarket and you're running up and down those aisles and you pass by those Fritos again or whatever they are. I mean, I don't even eat those things. I'm not even sure why I mention it. But it doesn't even have to be that. It could be something that you stop and you think twice, do I really need it? What's going on in our minds with that, Dr. Friedemann? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we'll be able to talk about how we now can remove this unstuckness. We'll be back.
Body, you forget the sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yoga Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yoga Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight. And the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Are you ready for balance and wellness? Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness, pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit NorthwestHealingStudio.com.
Are you feeling a little lost? Powerless to overcome your challenges? Don Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current-day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored eight books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
So she took her love for to gaze a while upon the fields of Bali. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. You know, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, my very special guest today, I so love having you on the show. I do, for
I
a lot of reasons. I think what the work that you do to help people get unstuck is truly profound. And the fact that, you know, you can work with people anywhere in the world is absolutely brilliant. We're talking about something that is very near and dear to me right now. And yet there's so little we know. I mean, we can look at the four quadrants of, you know, external environment, spirituality, psychology, and we can look at how we develop the patterns we develop. None of that addresses the issue of the subconscious.
No, not the psychology kind of touches on it, but it doesn't necessarily go deep enough.
Right.
And it doesn't necessarily go to, you know, those patterns that are so deeply anchored in. And before the break, you mentioned, so you go to the aisle at the supermarket and see the Ditos, Cheetos, whatever they are. And
whatever you eat.
And then you wonder, you know, should I or should I not? You know, if you're at that point, you're actually good.
I mean,
that's definitely something where you have to pat yourself on the shoulder. You have time to make a choice pretty much until you open the bag and stuff it in your mouth. So there are many choice and checkpoints where you can decide, is that really what I need? Is it really what I want? And I really believe if you change your thinking about food is not my problem, weight is not my problem, this is not really what I need to only focus on. If you really change it to understanding, this is for me just a big red flag that says, pay attention, you're not at your best, you're not centered, you're not really connected to who you are and what's really going on, then I think you have a different incentive to approach it. And you approach it in a much healthier and a much more holistic way. If you really care about yourself, you will not stuff Cheetos in your mouth all the time. If you care about yourself, you're going to treat your body like really a temple that is holding you, and therefore you want to do some exercise. But you also don't torture yourself. You don't deny yourself. You don't go into these fasts or eating only, you know, steaks and eggs, because that's not really something that brings you joy. You can lose weight with joy because it's about you caring about yourself. Most weight loss programs are many times, it is more about really a just harsh way of treating yourself because you made a mistake by gaining too much weight. It's almost like a self-punishment. And we have to look at weight loss not as a way to control or punish ourselves, but more as a way to care and love ourselves. And then you can actually sustain it. Then it's something that really helps you to grow and be the person that you want to be.
How do we handle the situation of our home life? And I want to talk about this because, look, if we are the only one around
right.
that wants to go on this journey, especially, and I will say this, but it's not a 100% generalization, but women, that are in the role of providing the food, putting it on the table, taking care of a family, and they want to make changes.
It is not easy. And because, you know, you really have to make a choice. You have to make a choice. Do I eat the pasta or do I eat the salad? Especially if your kids and your husband says, you know, I want to have the pasta. I don't care about, you know, my belly. I don't care about overweight. I'm doing great. So you have to make a choice to create a boundary. But that's what life is about. You have to make boundaries and choices for yourself. You have to always do that. And just because it's your family doesn't mean that you have an excuse to say, you know, it's so much harder to eat something healthier. Don't feel excluded. Don't feel like you're not a part of them because you don't eat the same food. It's about sitting together in conversation and getting connected versus, you know, stuffing the same unhealthy food inside. So, you know, just following a health plan doesn't mean that you feel like ostracized or disconnected from the people you love. If you really are supported, then your family will be your best cheerleader. Your family will go onto a certain program with you and they will root for you. That's a conversation that you need to have. Many people I work with haven't even had the conversation because they live in the assumption, well, they won't do this and they will not support me, and never really tried, never really stood up for themselves. That in itself is a great learning. But one thing about the home life I really want to mention, because most people avoid it, that's the scale. I love the scale. And a lot of people say, I don't want to even look at the scale. The scale is bad. The scale is my enemy. I hate the scale. And there is something about its denial that's, again, another symptom. The denial, putting the head in the sand, saying, you know, once I can fit in these jeans, that's enough, you know, for me to know. That is not enough, because often that is such a big gap that you lose motivation in the midst of it because you feel, I will never fit into these jeans. So if you have a much more direct and concrete way to find out, where am I and where do I want to go? And don't make the gap so far and so unreachable that you say, well, I need to lose 100 pounds. Just look at the scale, take in the truth, and say, if I can do 5 pounds, I'm going to be thrilled. And then give yourself the rewards. That's something that you really need to do.
You and I were talking during the break, and I want to address this because everything that you're saying is so important. For example, we talked with one of the, you know, listeners that had a question about exercise, and I had to learn. I grew up as a trained athlete. Many of you have teased me about being a professional table tennis player, but that, you know, I'm all cool with that. And so I have a lot of training. I worked with some of the top bodybuilders in the country. So for me to have to go through a journey where I can't get out there and do the cycle of 45 minutes with all of the big equipment is a major shift in my thinking. So exercising 5 minutes for someone that is in pain is a huge success. And Shari, I want to say that to you because you are, whatever you do, whatever progress you make, it is like the building blocks. But you and I were talking about something earlier, and I want to address this because I think you do not work with Oprah, and I want to be clear, you don't work with Oprah, but many people have looked at Oprah and her journey and are just, it's mind-boggling to someone that has that much money to not be able to achieve the goals she wants. It can't really be explained except maybe by you.
Well, money doesn't help you to reach this goal. You can be poor and broke and you can still lose weight, and you can be rich and still be overweight. So I think the question is, how, with so much consciousness and so much awareness, didn't she yet reach the goal? And I think she will reach the goal eventually, but I think in one of her shows she mentioned that it's all about self-love and it's all about putting yourself first. Now, this poor woman is so busy and is building now even an
huge
Oprah network
own
TV and all. There is no space for her. It's all about her mission and not about her as a person. So her identification with her work is out of balance with the identification as her being a human being. And that's the imbalance that she has, and that shows in her weight. If she would take herself more serious and put herself and her health on the top of her list, she may have to scale down or maybe delegate some of her work out, but I'm sure she would be healthier.
And, you know, if anybody out there wants to invite Oprah to the show, please feel free to do that. We'd love to have that conversation with her. Thank you for joining us here. Let's take a minute, give out your information, and let folks know how they can get part of that CD that you're giving away.
Yeah, the best way to get into the raffle, it's email at info@cellularwisdom.com, cellularwisdom.com in one word. If you want to set up a free phone consultation just to get more information, and I want to just be clear, I'm not working with people on only weight loss.
That's
I'm
correct.
Really working with people on changing their lives and seeing the weight as a symptom and going down to the root cause. If you're interested in such a work, give me a call at 866-903-6463, 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D.
And if you go to my website, thedrpatshow.com, and search on Cellular Wisdom, you're going to see a wide range of topics that Dr. Schaub has talked about, and more importantly, about the work he does. Okay, everyone, make yourselves a great day. Thank you for
joining
us.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll see you next time.